Let's get what it says in this morning's papers from Fiona Kelly.
A plan to bring pensions and social welfare payments in line with inflation generates the lead story in today's Irish Independent. We're told that officials at the Department of Social Protection are preparing plans to benchmark the pension system and will then examine whether dole rates can be linked to the average industrial wage. Pressure on President to clarify stance on wife's letter. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, where Jennifer Bray reports that President Michael D. Higgins has been accused of answering nothing in the statement he released yesterday in the wake of a letter written by his wife, Sabina Higgins, about the war in Ukraine. In a letter to last week's Times, which was published on the Oras an Uachtaráin website but later removed, Mrs. Higgins said the war would continue until both Ukraine and Russia agreed a ceasefire and entered negotiations. A spokesman for Mr. Higgins said yesterday that the president was unequivocal in his condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but a number of politicians say that the president still has questions to answer, including Fine Gael Senator John McGahan, who said that in his view, his statement answers nothing. The Irish Examiner bases its lead story on HSE figures on waiting times in hospitals. The paper headlines a figure which reveals that the number of patients waiting over 24 hours at emergency departments has nearly trebled in the first 5 months of 2022. Figures related to how much hotels and guest houses have been paid to provide accommodation for Ukrainian refugees is covered on the front of the Mail. The paper estimates that contracts worth over €100 million have already been awarded. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with another housing story, this time about Sinn Féin TD Kathleen Funchan, who tells Ciara Phelan about how herself and her two sons moved back in with her parents in Kilkenny in May 2020 to save for a deposit for a new home, which they're hoping to move into over the coming weeks. The words of Reverend Dr. Charles McMullen, the cleric who officiated at David Trimble's funeral mass in Lisburn yesterday, provide the Irish News and Belfast Telegraph with their lead stories this morning. Dr. McMullen appealed to politicians to use the occasion as an inspiration to redouble their efforts to resolve their differences over the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Irish Sun leads with the story by crime correspondent Stephen Breen about the Garda investigation which led to the conviction of Martin Aylmer, who received an 8-year jail sentence last week for his role in 2 murders and 1 conspiracy to murder. The Irish Daily Star has a front page story about a man in his 20s from Drogheda with a number of warrants out for his arrest, who has been posting on social media about how he's sunbathing in a resort in Cancun in Mexico. And finally, a number of today's papers report on the birth of Sadie Rose Rock, whose parents, Dublin footballers Dean Rock and Niamh McAvoy, have 11 All-Ireland medals between them. A picture of the proud parents and baby Sadie, which Dean posted on Instagram yesterday, prompted lots of well wishes from teammates and the headline, Little Girl Blue in the Star.